They're still adding up the numbers. Good morning, it's John Hockenberry. But it appears that the immediate world quite literally did say goodbye to Michael Jackson yesterday at the memorial service in Los Angeles. Mariah Carey singing at the L.A. Memorial Service for Michael Jackson. Melvin Price, you were there, weren't you?
I was. I'm certainly there.
Melvin Price, 43-year-old electrician in Northampton, London. We talked with him at the top of the hour about how he got tickets given to him to be inside the Staples Center. We'll talk about that in a moment. Karen Thompson, are you there?
Yes.
You were also inside the Staples Center, right?
Yes.
What was it like?
Oh, it was nice. It really was nice.
You know, a lot of people, and we talked with media critics and, you know, all the kinds of pundits that you would imagine about whether it was an appropriate ceremony. Was it dignified? Was there enough music? What did you think of Michael Jackson's casket being there? What do you think? Was it just about right, or were you expecting something more, Karen?
I think it was just perfect.
It was just
perfect for his fans
and
in the world, you know.
And how long?
He was entertainment, you know. That's what he left with us, with entertainment.
Now, you're a cosmetologist in Compton, California, right?
Yes.
How long have you been a Michael Jackson fan, Karen Thompson?
Ever since he started.
So you go
me
back.
Me and the same age.
So you and I are the same age. We go back to the Jackson 5. So we're the real fans, right?
Right.
There you go. Melvin Price from Northampton, London. When did you first get in touch with Michael Jackson?
First I became a fan was 35 years ago. I used to play my brother's Motown records while he was out, because I wasn't allowed to touch his record collection. And, of course, as soon as he sneaked out, I started playing his records. And that's how I got in touch with the Jackson 5.
And so you begin with the Jackson 5 as well. Now, I understand you're on your first trip to the United States, correct?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. This is the first time I've ever been into America.
And when you heard that Michael Jackson had died, you went to your employer and said, "You got to give me some time off. I'm out of here."
That's true. Yeah, I did. And he said, "That's fine." He totally understood.
How did you manage to get two free tickets to the Staples Center?
To be honest, John, it was absolutely fantastic how it happened. I wasn't expecting it. I did try online and couldn't get nothing there. I had no joy. And what it was, I'd travelled to Neverland on the Saturday, and I went to Encino to pay my respects to his mum and dad's at his house there. And then we went to sign the tribute wall. And as I was doing that, I was queuing up to sign it, and a couple from the United States had won two tickets, and her husband couldn't go. Apparently, he had a painting and decorating company, and he couldn't make it. He had to get back to a contract that day. So what happened next, I didn't know anything all about this. This was all oblivious. I found out about this all later on. Next minute, I'm standing in a queue, and this woman and her husband came straight up to me and told me to hold my hand out. I held my hand out, and she placed the golden bracelet around my wrist and said, "You are going to the Staples Center to see Michael Jackson's funeral."
If I didn't know that that was true, I would think you were just pulling my chain there. Well, all right, so with that swirl of luck surrounding you, you go into the Staples Center already on cloud nine. What was the most moving moment for you yesterday, Melvin Price?
To be honest, it was when Brooke Shields gave out her speech. And also when Jermaine Jackson sang Smile, I was bawling my eyes out. I don't think there was a dry eye in the house.
Here's Jermaine actually speaking. Listen to this.
I stand here trying to find words of comfort, solace, trying to understand why the Lord has taken our brother to return home from such a short visit here on earth. Michael, when you left us, a part of me went with you. and a part of you will live forever within me, but also a part of you will live forever within all of us.
Jermaine Jackson speaking at the memorial service yesterday at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Karen Thompson, cosmetologist in Compton, California. You actually work in Compton, right?
No, I live in Compton. I work in Carson, next door.
Right, and you have a shop, right?
Yeah, me, my sister has.
Okay. Now, and where's that bracelet going to go? Is it going to be hung up prominently there in your shop, or maybe at home, or?
I'm going to put it in my cabinet. I have a china cabinet with Michael Pitch. I have knickknacks, it's going to be in there.
Pretty valuable, and I guess you know it's fair to say that with plenty to think about, you, in a very big way, managed to say goodbye to Michael Jackson yesterday. Karen Thompson, thanks so much for being with us. And Melvin Price, luckiest man in the world, 43-year-old electrician, Northampton, London. Safe travels, Melvin.
Okay, thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.